Hi, everybody. This is Jason.
This is Pete.
And this is the Lost Legions podcast. Pete, your camera's wiggling
up. Yeah, I know. I don't know what's going on with my desk. That's better.
This is an earthquake of epic proportions. And we are going to show you how to make a balanced all-comers list.
Yes, we are.
I don't know. I tried to tie it together.
That didn't work, but it's good anyway. I love it.
Just roll with it.
Yeah.
Pete, what is your idea of a basic all-comers list?
Christ alive. Right. So an all-comers list. Ultimately, you're going to need to deal with three main areas, right? We're going to need to deal with tanks. We're going to need to deal with infantry. And we're going to need to deal with mech and dreads. Okay. As we all probably know. You could argue you're going to need to deal with flyers. When was the last time you saw a flyer, Jay?
I mean, it's something to keep in mind. It could change, but no. Yeah, there hasn't been very much. I sometimes take a Xiphon.
Yeah. Like,
people haven't had that much problems dealing with it with twin-linked weapons. If there's only one flyer, like, mm-hmm. There's enough las cannons on the board to deal with it.
Yeah.
But yes, I think mainly your ideas are you're going to have to deal with tanks, you're going to have to deal with infantry, and you're going to have to deal with, like, dreadnoughts and mechanical, like, automatons, right? Like, you're gonna have to keep an eye on that. And like, dealing with automatons and dreadnoughts, I think you can kind of take the same tools to deal with it. I mean, unless you're playing mech players all the time, but again, like, we don't see a lot of mech, you know. But like, with infantry, again, we might be seeing a lot more militia now.
Yeah,
but the militia list is out, so dealing with infantry is going to be something I think that you're gonna have to deal with.
Yeah,
and I think,
would you say it's a priority? Would you say that should be the top part to cater? I mean, we're looking at an all-comers list here, so we don't want to go like, oh, only deal with infantry, right? For sure. That's not the purpose of this video. But
I think overall you have to be able to balance to deal with infantry, tanks, and dreadnoughts.
Yeah.
And I think your list is gonna have to be able to deal with all of those.
So what sort of things should we break down into, like, what sort of things are gonna deal with those certain units, just generically speaking, like a recap?
Sure. So I mean, again, we're mainly tackling this from like a Legion point of view, so
yeah,
don't expect some stout militia or mechanic advice from us. But I mean, overall, I think you're gonna have to figure out what your basic anti-tank is, and is that could be tanks as well, because tanks usually come with like a load of las cannons or other things. But the problem with tanks is that, you know, a lot of people don't like them because they don't have reaction fire. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say they have a lot of heavy weaponry that you can't access through the rest of the army list, right?
Yeah.
So the good thing with the tanks is they offer you that. So, you know, the Predators have a whole heap of different guns that you can only find on them. There are different, the Sakarans only have their certain guns as well. And all of these are pretty high, hard, heavy-hitting weapons, but as you said, you've got no reaction, so you're using them for half the game as opposed to the whole game. So
this
that.
Is where we end up with the heavy weapon squads.
Yeah, so I think these are going to be, so if we're going to number them, I think, you know, top one, probably a heavy weapon squad. A last cannon squad will get most things done, as we've talked about in an earlier video, for those who haven't seen that one.
I think another thing to kind of bring up is that, like, some tanks, like specialized tanks, can be relatively inexpensive and very effective too. Like, a lot of people really like conversion beamer Predators, and they'll have two of them crisscrossing the board that'll come in on either side. So they get that long range no matter where they're firing, which means they have that strong beam.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, relatively cheap as well. So, I mean, I think if you pay attention to what tanks you're buying and you're getting them for very specific reasons, I think that you can keep the points down and get your anti-tank that way as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Cool. Infantry? In a nutshell?
Infantry, overall, I mean, you're going to need scorers. So whatever that is, like, it depends on if your list is assault or if it's shooty. Or some of both, you're going to have to figure out what scoring units you want. And without getting into too many Legion specifics or rites of war, we're kind of just talking about basic all comers lists here. You know, you're going to have to decide in between tax squads, despoilers, breachers, or assault squads.
Yeah.
And that's, and you can have a combination of any of them, but like, how do you feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, all comers wise, I think having a mix of tacticals and I'd argue assault squads, I think those are the two best options of your compulsory troops that can pitch in and deal with the majority of targets. Despoilers are great, but they're slow, and you're going to need to invest in a transport to get them somewhere if you want to get them somewhere to get a job done. Otherwise, they will just be running up the board.
And or a lot of them.
Or a lot of them,
That's the other thing.
Yeah. Whereas an assault squad will do the same, but move faster up the board, or can obviously deep strike in and get where they want to faster and assault that turn they come down. So I think they cover more generically your, I want something to chuck into the front ranks of the opponent or onto a, you know, the enemy infantry and get some punches going in. And then I think tacticals probably do the job better than breachers purely because of the points cost. So a breacher is better than a tactical in every way, really. But tacticals being as cheap as they are and having Fury of the Legion just means you can pump out so many more bolt shots than what you could do.
I think naked, they're almost like 50 points cheaper, which is like...
Well, it's an extra 10 tacticals almost, isn't it?
For
across two squads, across two, you know, you're getting...
I mean...
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think for base scoring, sometimes you can't just put down like 135 points. You can put 10 guys in a rhino.
Yeah.
And it's going to take two turns to kill these guys, at least, because you have to blow them out of the rhino, and then you're going to blow them away.
Yeah.
And, you know, even with no upgrades and just a tank... You know, you can make it, you can make your scoring choices very durable if they're just tack squads. And if you're a shooty legion, like, you know, Imperial Fists or, I don't know, Iron Warriors or Iron Hands, even Dark Angels can do it.
Yeah.
Because they can get two up shooting. Like, you know, you can really help put some extra firepower down range with those tactical squads because they can Fury of the Legion if they don't move. So, I mean, that means that they can all get three shots.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yes. Tacticals can be really, really good. I think they get a little bit of a short shrift, but I think, you know, they can't be your only way of dealing with infantry.
Leads me into what I'm waiting to say. If we're talking generic army list, no Legion flavor, no rights of war, we should be looking at command squads every day of the week because it's available to everyone. Is it the only other non-troop scoring infantry squad in generic list? I believe it is.
Yeah, because the Banner Bearer makes them
scoring. Right. Yeah, exactly. And you can have them as Terminators or, you know, kick-ass, two-wound veteran-type models.
You can have them as jet bikes. They could be a jet bike command squad.
Yeah. Or assault packs as well, right? There's a whole list of things they can take. They're really flexible. You have to have a HQ with Master of the Legion, don't you, I believe, to be able to take them? Yeah. Because they're a retinue upgrade for that. So you're looking at a Delegatus or a Praetor in the generic list. But I don't think that's an issue because if we're talking generic lists, there's probably not a better console than a Delegatus anyway. So I think if we're talking broadly about boots on the ground, a Delegatus with a command squad to punch in and deal with something in combat nicely and secure a backboard objective or something along those lines, get the job done sort of unit.
In case anyone's asking, I'm going to do the side track. Because I always was like, wait, why? When this first came up, the Delegatus have an ability that allows them to rally fleeing troops once a game that can see them.
Yeah.
And so the thought is they're a better commander than a Praetor, who is more killy. So it's kind of like, if you want a more killy guy, take a Praetor. If you want a more well-rounded guy, take the Delegatus, who can also have three wounds because of Terminator.
100%.
So sorry, I just wanted to slide bust
that. Sorry, Mike. This is Come on, Bill. Up here. Up. He's been waiting to go up there for two or three minutes. So sorry.
Our guest of the day.
Yeah, the Labrador. There he is. Anyway, infantry wise, then go back to the point. Very great point. Very great side bus because they're super wise to explain that to everyone. For those that don't know, you want your commander with a command score to score, and that's like a really good thing to take, I think. Tacticals.
Yeah, I think they're kind of underused, like power armored ones, artificer armor, right? Like
because they're cheap though as well, still, right?
Nine guys. But like, I mean, you do not see a lot of like jet bike units or jump pack units or just even 9-man command squads with the commander. Like, now I think about it, like I do see a lot of Terminator ones because the Terminator ones are weapon skill 5. I mean, they're all weapon skill 5. They're great. I think they're a little criminally underused.
Yeah, I think you're right. Weirdly. Yeah, it doesn't make sense, does it? But yeah.
Because they're not an invulnerable save.
Yeah, it's a way of getting the invulnerable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then as I was saying, tacticals, assault squads, you've got a nice mixture of things to deal with. And going back to what we kind of briefly touched on in dealing with tanks, again, they can deal with infantry just fine as heavy support squads. You know, okay, they're not scoring, not going to be getting you any objectives done during the game, but they will nuke enemy infantry squads like there's no tomorrow. So they are top tier for gunning anything down at range.
So if you want to, but we're talking about balanced list, and I'm going to bring this up. I would not take more than one, and I would take
100%.
I would take a specialty list, and unfortunately, I think this means las cannons, to be honest, because they're anti-tank, and I would take a 5 to 10-man unit of them to deal with anti-tank if I was making a balanced list. It depends what you want, like because if you have 2 conversion beam and predators as well, like maybe you don't need a 10-man las cannon squad as well, but like a 5-man las cannon squad at that point can mop some stuff up, can fight some elites. Like, you don't need to go whole hog. And I think the whole idea that Pete and I are kind of going with this balanced list is kind of some combined arms, right? Like,
yeah,
we can't tell you what to put in your list, but what we can do is give you some advice as to how to make that more robust and balanced.
Yeah,
and basically, the idea is to deal with anybody's list. So you need to deal with dreadnoughts. And what kind of things do you have to deal with dreadnoughts?
Yeah, so meanwhile, dreadnoughts, the best thing to deal with dreadnoughts, Christ.
Las cannons again.
They are an answer for a lot of things. Yes. There isn't much else, is there, really? I think other dreadnoughts. Yes. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Melter is good against them. So the thing, it's probably better to list what's not going to work that we've already mentioned. So your tacticals and your assault marines aren't going to be doing anything.
The problem literally is nothing. Five.
Yeah.
Nobody hits them, and then nobody wounds them because they're so hard to wound.
And then they got 2 up save and 6 wounds, right? So it's you're not taking them out in combat. Don't bother putting a melter bomb on your sergeant to try and deal with a contemptor.
It's just not going to hit it is the problem.
Yeah, and even if it does, it's doing D3 wounds, right? You know, it's not enough, in my opinion. The command squad is probably a half decent shout to deal with them if you have to. If we're making an imaginary list here, you know, we've got our combat-y command squad, but equally, if you miss your attacks, that command squad's going to get mopped up by that dreadnought. Your answer probably is other dreadnoughts. You could argue some close combat dreadnoughts to receive a charge and countercharge an approaching dreadnought, because more often than not, people will run them either with 2 guns or 1 gun and a claw. I'm not seeing too many dual claw contemptors. You go in a claw and a gun will work well with a gun line force or an advancing gun line force. That would work well. Supporting the tacticals.
Something I want to point out is that, like, if it's a double gun contemptor, you can just bog it down for a turn or two sometimes with like 10 tacticals.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, they're going to lose.
Yeah.
It's just that, like, how slow are they going to lose? Like, so if you need to just block that thing or stop it from firing, these are some ways of dealing with it. Is you just throw it 10 guys and then they're just sitting there chicken kicking them to death.
Yeah.
And hopefully that takes a few turns or all game sometimes if the Contemptor player gets unlucky. It could take forever for anything to happen.
But you do need a more exotic choice, really, to deal with them reliably. Like, you know, land speeders with grav guns would be a good shout to deal with them. Or all of the multi-melters, again, would be good. Or
other Contemptors work fine.
Other Contemptors, there's one or two things you want. Especially if it's Leviathan Dreadnoughts in particular, they're not going to be that, they don't have that much range on their guns. So deal with them at range if you can. So this is where, you know, your conversion beam predators can come in. Las Cannon Marines, as we've mentioned, you could take the Melter Cannon predators would be great against it as well with their 36 inch range. Things like that, they're going to be doing some damage against these models.
Right. And a lot of things that basically are anti-tank will double up against Contemptors. My one piece of advice and the thing I see people do that I think is a problem is a lot of times they won't shoot at the Contemptors because they're like, oh, what's the point? It's not going to die this turn. I feel like you have to keep shooting them and then they die. Like, so be aware of it. Like, because, you know, they'll get to the point where they're in a critical position and you're like, oh, I'm fired at that thing once. And it's full of wounds, just sitting there blasting away. So be sure to like dedicate some anti-tank fire to these guys.
Yeah.
And have enough in your list to deal with them.
So if we're building an imaginary 2,000 point list, how many Contemptors are you taking in there in an all comers list?
No more than two.
Yeah.
I think that like you're going to spend too many points on it. I mean, we've kind of talked about this. You could have two and a Leviathan if you really wanted, but I mean, personally, I wouldn't take more than two. I think two is a good number. And, you know, a lot of times I would take maybe one with double fire and then one with a fist and either a Melta and a Las Cannon. Probably the one with the fist with the Melta gun and multi Melta and a fist. And the other one, I like a double Las Cannon guy.
Yeah.
Those are just my personal preferences. A lot of people like two double multi-melta ones because it's a lot of shots. It's twin-linked. But I like, if I'm close enough, I want to have that fist to do work. And so, I like a multi-melta and a fist on my guy. I think that is the best. I think and for Dreadnoughts, when you're equipping them, you don't need to worry about anything other than the power fist. Sadly, because the chain fist is just not that good this edition. Unfortunately, the brutal three fist is just so much better.
Yeah, brutal is, it hasn't been executed correctly. But yeah,
I really like it.
I love it.
It needs to be toned down just a touch.
It just needs to be like wounds with this weapon on a result of a six. Do two wounds rather than one or something, right? Like, it's just too much. But yeah, which is why you see Thunderhammer Terminators everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So speaking of that, let's talk about how do you deal with people's elites and what do you do with, how are you going to deal with Terminators? How are you going to deal with Death Stars, basically?
In an all-comers list, I think you need to get a good understanding and assess straight away what the damage output of that Death Star is. Now, that's going to come with A, experience of playing the game more and more and more, and B, with understanding what your opponent's army list actually is. The worst thing is you don't fully understand what it is, and then you realize they've got, you know, a 3+ invulnerable save or something on those lines for XYZ reason. You realize that your whole setup now is you can't deal with it and blah blah blah. So I think assessing their mobility firstly is probably the most important thing. How they're going to enter the game, where they're striking from, what terrain is in their way, what units you can put in to speed bump them, because the game lasts 5, 6, maybe 7 turns, right? How much damage can they actually do over that course of the game if you're playing that game and positioning your stuff correctly?
Right, because like let's say they're coming in a flyer, that means they're not going to land and be able to assault anything until turn 3. So like basically you're like, okay, I don't have to deal with them till then. I can try to speed bump them then. You can actually stall people and put them out of the game. But yeah, so
yeah.
I think this kind of comes down to fighting Death Stars. You also need to think about, as Pete kind of just pointed out, you can tar pit them. You can have other ways to deal with them besides direct combat. I remember fighting Russ and just throwing tiny squads of Night Lords at him every turn. So he was just completely slowed down. I was like, you're up. And I had no way to deal with him, right? But I just stalled him and just ran him around the board and ended up winning that game. So I think you don't always have to have a direct confrontation. So you don't necessarily need to pile everything in. I think another good thing to think about is your anti-tank stuff can also do damage against elites. The thing that Pete pointed out, though, I think that's very good to note is how are things coming in? Because a lot of times people are now taking Spartans and they're really hard to crack. So how are you going to deal with a Spartan?
Yeah.
Or how are you going to slow down those Terminators? Or what are you going to put in front that can be a speed bump that you can then charge those Terminators that just killed your, I don't know, your tack squad, right? Sometimes it's really good to take chaff in an all-comers list.
Yeah.
For this very reason, because you don't want to, and I love elite lists too, but like you don't necessarily want your elite guys to get charged. Sometimes it's better to have your random mooks get charged and then do a counter charge.
Yeah.
So I think that like having something to deal with Death Stars is of key because they're very common when you're making an all comers list. And that can be a Death Star yourself. So you could have your own Terminators to go punch them, or you could just kind of load up on the anti-tank and know that's what you have to deal with. However, at that point, you have a weakness a little bit to close combat, I would say.
Yeah. I think, you know, in an all-comers, build it to deal with a Spartan, build it to deal with a Dreadnought, and build it to deal with something wanting to assault you from Deep Strike. I think those are your three, just generically speaking off the top of my head, I think they are your three key threats that will flip a game on its head quite early on if it's not dealt with. If you can't deal with a Dreadnought and it's walking at you and it's got a fist and you can't deal with it, night-night, right? If you've got no Interceptor and a Death Star piles in from Deep Strike and charges you, what are you going to do, right? If it is picking its target at that point. And equally, if you've got nothing that can slow down a Spartan filled with nasty dudes, again, you've got an issue. So I think those are the three things. The good news is a 10-man LAS cannon squad with an augury scanner can solve all those problems for just $24.99. Yeah.
This is the problem. See our other video. Maybe there's alternatives. I don't know. Like, this is the problem is that this whole conversation comes back to well, maybe they should take a 10-man LAS cannon squad.
Yeah. It is the best all-comers unit in the game, probably.
I mean, it's a great all-comers
unit. Look what we just discussed. Wow. Anything else you want to add on this? I think, you know.
I mean, I think generally overall, I try to make all-comers lists, and I think that they are the most fun to play and play against. You know, a lot of times the game's not as fun when you can't engage in one aspect, right? And that means, like, if someone just has all Dreadnoughts or they have all tanks or even just all infantry can sometimes be a bitch to deal with depending on your list, right? Like, although I do find all just the infantry tide running at you much more fun, but like,
makes great photos as well, right?
Yeah. Basic photos. But yeah, I think overall, like, designing an all comers list can be the most fun. You can have the most fun games. And again, you can, like it says on the tin, you could deal with every list. And finding a balance that works for you and your Legion and your play style, I think, is the goal.
100%. Cool. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's it.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much to Casper for submitting this as a topic on our Patreon. He asked us to do an episode on all comers lists. If you guys, anyone watching, wants us to also discuss something in particular, please do give us a message or find out more about it all on our Patreon. And be sure to give us a like and a thumbs up and all the rest of it if you've enjoyed this video. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers. Bye.